Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 37. Psalm 37. Let's ask our Lord's blessing. Our Father, how good it is to be in your presence by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, as we call upon you tonight, verbally and in our hearts, Lord, would you take the words that are feebly spoken. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to ask. But Lord, would you take, by your Holy Spirit, words covered by the blood of Christ through our great high priest and make our petitions known unto the Father. Help us as we worship, try to worship, as we try to seek, for Christ's sake. Amen. The 37th Psalm was penned by David in his latter years. I know that. He says in Psalm 37, verse 25, he said, I have been young. And now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Now, obviously, the Lord has taught this man something. And I pray that tonight, as we look, I want to look not at every verse in this 37th Psalm, but some of the verses in this Psalm. And there's seven precepts that David learned, that God taught him. And I pray that tonight, through the wisdom that the Lord gave this man, he said, I've been young, now I'm old. I thought of that verse in Proverbs 16:31, the hoary head, the gray. The gray head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. If God's taught a man or a woman something, that's a great blessing. I told you what Brother Henry told me. He said the greatest loss this world suffers in our day is when God removes an aged and taught believer because of the wisdom that leaves. You know? Wouldn't you like to still be able, if we could, to talk to some of these dear saints that God's removed and think what they know now. What they knew then, but oh, what they know now. Here's the first thing that I'd like for us to look concerning these truths, these precepts, this that David learned by the grace of God. And as I read these seven things to you, I think to myself, Lord, help me. I want to hear this. I want to hear what God taught this believer. Verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Believer, don't think that God Almighty has harshly treated you because it appears as though that others that know not our Lord are prospering. That they seem to have everything going right and nothing really seems to affect them. Don't envy them. Don't even look to it. Don't look upon them with a heart that's fretting. Don't let their apparent and momentary false security that they possess confuse you and cause you to be angry. Why are things so with me? Why is it going like this? Those that know not our Lord, they're arrogant and they're proud, disrespectful. They don't believe God. And His wrath may not appear to be on them now, but it is. I tell you, the time is coming. This world, I mean, we just crossed over into 2013. I remember just a couple of years ago being hearing all about when it, you know, went into Y2K. It was going to go into the year 2000, and all the computers were going to go down, and everything was going to, you know, it was 13 years ago, or 12, started. Time is so quickly. The scythe of God's justice, wrath, is approaching quickly for those that know Him not, and their destruction is going to be, it's going to be over. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the trump of God is going to sound. Dead in Christ will rise. Those alive will meet them in the air. The day of judgment. Judgment will be over. It just... Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Don't be envious against the workers of iniquity. They're going to be soon cut off. Don't be taken up with things that distract from the honor, the worship, the praise of Almighty God. Whenever you find yourself being burdened down, weighted down, things, I look around, as soon as I start looking around and start, you know, worst thing in the world for me to do is start listening, you know, just too much stuff on TV or something. And I just think, you know, go to God's Word. Get into God's Word. Get into your closet and talk to the Lord. Be with God's people. I'm telling you, fret not thyself because of evildoers. This whole world lies in wickedness. I said, it's not going to get better. It's not getting better. It's going to get worse. We've got God's Word on that. When men say peace, peace, there's no peace. This is the way of God's purpose, God's will. Don't fret. Verse 3. Trust in the Lord. Now these are things that God taught David. I need to go back and remind myself of the first one. Fret not. Don't fret. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Trust in the Lord by faith. Cast yourself upon the Lord right now. And do good. I looked at that. Do good. Believe Him. Believe Him. Lord, I believe that You are working all these things after the counsel of Your own will. But you say, I don't trust Him as I ought. I don't trust Him as I desire. I don't trust Him as I should. That knowledge right there is evidence that Almighty God's given you a new heart. That knowledge right there. Lord, I believe You. Help mine unbelief. Trust in the Lord, knowing that He is my righteousness. Knowing that He is my sustainer. Don't look to yourself. You're going to be disappointed every time. I don't pray as I ought. I don't. I don't. I wish I would read as I ought to. How many times, to my embarrassment, have I found myself reading, and then all of a sudden I'm thinking, where was I? Where did I go? How did I let that verse just before that slip away? Let me go back and read that again. Lord, help me. Lord, that I know that You have said that You ever live to make intercession for me. Lord, that You ever live pleading Your own merit, seeking mercy for Your sake, for me. Lord, You said, He that cometh to Me, I will in no wise cast out. Lord, help me not to go back in time and try to think, as I've said before, concerning when did I trust Him for the first time. Lord, do I trust You today? Lord, do I cast myself upon Your mercy today? He that cometh and cometh and cometh, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land. Canaan was a land that was promised the children of Israel. Land of rest. Trusting the Lord. We're in this world. We're not of it. But we're in it right now. And trusting Him right now. God's people dwell in the land of this world, kept and protected by Him. In this spiritual Canaan that we're in right now, you say, yeah, but this world holds so much. But I know this. He's here. He's with me. He promised. He promised that He wouldn't leave me. And thou shalt be fed. You trust in the Lord. You believe Him. You do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, eventually in heaven itself. His word, Father, I will that those that Thou hast given me be with me where I am. One day, real soon, all this is going to be over. All this is going to be over. And there'll be no more pain, no more tears, no more heartache, no more dishonoring God. Be with Him. And thou shalt be fed. He'll feed us tonight. If He tarries, He'll feed us the next time. We're going to eat His flesh and drink His blood. His life, His death. Feast on Him who is the manna, the bread of heaven. Trust in the Lord. Here's the third. First one, fret not. Secondly, trust. Here's the third one, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Find your delight and seek your happiness in him. Lord, I waver so much. Lord, draw my mind to yourself. Lord, cause me to think upon you. May I find my rejoicing in you, in this fleeting world. Lord, cause me to remember. As you speak through your word, blessed by your Spirit, Lord, that I'm yours and that you're mine. Cause that new man that delights only in you. Lord, bring back to my memory these things that you've taught me. Delight yourself in the Lord. Lord, cause me to remember. Let me reflect upon electing grace. Cause me to remember that when the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross, that He laid down His life for His sheep. Lord, you've given me a heart to trust you, to delight in you. Lord, cause me to remember that the Spirit of God effectually called me out, sealed me till the day of redemption, and teaches me even now. Let me remember that as I read, as I hear, that it is your Spirit, Lord, that causes me to understand. And that faith cometh right now. And that I live right now, trusting Him whose faith, Christ's faith, has justified me. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires, the petitions, what that means, of thine heart. Now, I know this. I know that that's a true statement. I know it's a safe statement. It's safe for me to say this, because I'm quoting what God says. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. I know this. I know that the will of a believer, I'm talking about that new man, that one born from above, I know that the will of God's people is that the Lord's will might be done. I know that. I know. I know that the believer's will is subdued to God's will. They bow. I know they struggle. I'm not talking about that old man. I'm not talking about that one that so foolishly thinks that he asks for the fleeting things of this world. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about, and those of you that know Him, you know what I'm talking about. You truly do want what God wants. You do want that. That's what you want. I know you do. What desires does a believer possess? What desires does he possess? Scripture says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires, the petitions of thy heart. I believe, and I want you to turn with me to Luke 11. Luke 11. The Lord's disciples asked the Lord one day, gave a petition. And I believe that in His answer, Luke chapter 11, the Lord's answer to the request made by his disciples gives great insight into the desires of a believer's heart. In Luke 11, chapter 1, it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, and when he ceased, now it based on that, as far as I can tell, his disciples were sitting there listening to him pray. They were listening to the Lord pray. It says, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Now, I know this. I know that believers pray. And what they ask right there, when you say pray, prayer is petitioning God. To pray, to thank Him, to petition Him. Lord, teach us to petition thankfully. I know that we don't know what to say. The Spirit of God has revealed that. We know not what to pray. But the attitude that our Lord taught His disciples in what He's about to tell them sets forth truly a believer's desire. Delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. These desires that our Lord promised would be given are set forth in His teaching. Here's what He said. Verse 2, and He said unto them, when you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven. Now let me tell you the first desire that a believer has. They want to pray to the Father that is in heaven. Father by creation, yes, but oh, much more than that. Father by grace, sovereign grace, the God of all glory, this is the desire of a believer. They want to pray. They want to talk to the Lord. They don't want to talk to saints. They don't pray to angels. They don't pray to Mary. They don't pray to a priest, to a pope. They pray to the Father. Our Father. You who set your affection on us eternally. Lord, you who adopted us. You who redeemed us by your precious Son. You who regenerated us by your Holy Spirit. You who saved us by your grace. Our Father, which art in heaven. I want to talk to Him. I want to talk to Him. Hallowed be thy name. I want to acknowledge that He is holy. Hallowed. Holy. Father, holy is your character. Holy is your name. I pray and desire that your name be honored and magnified and glorified. Lord, here in this place, Lord, in my heart and the hearts of your people, hallowed be your name. I desire to speak to Him and of Him rightly. I want to talk of Him and to Him in a way that He is to be spoken to. All the while, I know, Lord, you must take the desires of my heart, Lord, and cleanse them, wash them in the blood. And may the Lord Jesus Christ pray for me that as the Spirit of God makes petitions with groanings that I can't. Lord, this feeble effort that I make, Lord, I know you're in heaven. Holy is your name. Here's the desire. Here's another one. Thy kingdom come. The Lord has a kingdom. God has a kingdom. He's a king and He's got a kingdom. He's got subjects. He's always had a kingdom. He's always had His saints. He's always had a sheep. I mean, He's always had a people. They were never goats. Goats never become sheep, and sheep never become goats. Wheat has never been a tare. They've always been wheat. And a tare never becomes a wheat. His subjects, He has sheep. He told some there that were not of this fold. They weren't in Israel. But He said, them I must bring. There's going to be one fold, one shepherd. There's one kingdom. His kingdom. He's always had them. They've always been His. They've always been the bride. The Son has always been the bridegroom. But here's what He wants. Here's what a believer wants. Thy kingdom come. Lord, I desire to behold You honoring Yourself, glorifying Yourself in the salvation of Your people. I want to see God's people called out of darkness. I do. I just if the Lord would be pleased to save one of your kids, save your husband, save your wife, your mom, your dad. If God were to call out one of His own, my heart just rejoices. Listen, if somebody even shows up here that hadn't been here before, I think to myself, could that be one of God's elect? Could that be one of His sheep? Could that be one of His own? Lord, establish Your kingdom openly in this world, in the salvation of Your elect. Lord, save Your people. Lord, save me. Have mercy on me. Honor Yourself in the salvation of those that You've everlastingly loved and chosen and accepted in the Beloved. Thy kingdom come. Here's another desire. Thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Lord, I know, according to the Scripture, that all things work together for good to them that love God. Lord, I want Your will to be done in this world as Your will is being done in heaven. That's what I want. And Lord, let me look and accept and settle and proclaim with a settled heart that what God is doing in this world is God's will. I want to know that. Here's another desire. Give us day by day our daily bread. Lord, I want to trust You for my daily need. As You providentially order my steps, Your hand of mercy sustains me, and I remain in this earth, in this world. Lord, I love knowing that You take care of me every day. I know. Lord, it is by Your good pleasure that I've eaten today, I've got a house today, that I've got a mind today, I've got a place to worship, I can be with Your people, I can be. Lord, give us day by day our daily bread. Lord, feed me Yourself today. Lord, cause me to eat of You today. My daily bread depended on You. Feed me, Psalm 30 verse 8, with that food that is convenient, that which is proper. Lord, I know it's right to eat of Christ. I know it's right. Feed me. Here's another desire. Forgive us our sins. I acknowledge what I am. I know what I am. I know that I am in this world. Here's an old man, an old nature that's still with me, and there's a new nature that's with me. And I know that that old man, that whose guilt was made to be his, my sin made be his sin. The debt of my sin was made him. And he put it away. I know that. And I know that in this world, in this body, in this life, I'm never going to be separated from the presence of that old man that does nothing but continually sin. Bob, I know that. But it was for this sinner that Christ died. While we were yet sinners, He died for us. Paul says this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. I want to remember that the Lord paid my debt to God's law by the shedding of His own blood, and now Almighty God faithfully and justly forgives us of our sins. I know that. I know that we are fully justified and forgiven of all sins before God by the merit of Christ's sacrifice. I know that. I know also it is the life of faith to apply daily for the forgiveness of sins. Our Lord told His disciples, He said, I'm going to wash your feet. And Peter says, not my feet, you're not going to wash them. He said, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me. He said, Lord, my head, my hands. No, He said, your feet. Our walk needs to be cleansed by the blood, washed by the water of God's Word daily. God's people know what they are in themselves. They know what they are. Lord, forgive us our debts. Verse 4, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. The Lord has granted repentance to His people. And God's people desire to forgive as they have been forgiven. That's just part of a new nature. It's part of a believer's nature to forgive as they have been forgiven. Grace experienced in the soul makes a regenerated sinner gracious. God's people are not hard. Oh, I tell you what, they'll find it to poke its head up. But I'm telling you, they can't stay like that. They just can't. Ephesians 4:32, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. And here's another desire. Lead us not into temptation. Lord, you who rules and reigns in heaven and earth, I don't know the way. I don't know which way to go. Lord, order my steps away from temptation. Keep me from the danger. Lord, order that which is for my good and keep me from the rest. But deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Lord, you said that you're not going to allow us to be tempted above that which we're able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape that the temptation might be borne. Let me not be overtaken with evil. There's evil within. Lord, deliver me. Evil without. Lord, deliver me. I said a while ago, this whole world lieth in wickedness. Lord, help me. Satan is a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Lord, deliver me. I can't deliver myself. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Here's number four. Back in Psalm 37, verses 5 and 6. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Boy, I tell you, I went back and read these things again, and I thought, Lord, only by your grace, only by your grace, can I fret not, can I trust, can I delight, can I commit my way unto the Lord, trusting also in him. Leave the burden of your life upon the strength and the pleasure of Almighty God. As we've trusted him for our eternal deliverance, trust him now. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. A farmer goes out and plows, plants. Cover it over. He can even irrigate it. He can water it. But you know what he's going to have to do then? He's going to have to just wait on God. Because only the Lord will cause those plants to come up. Only God Almighty is going to bring a harvest. Trust him. He shall bring it. He'll bring your way to pass. He ordained it. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as light. Thy righteousness. Your imputed righteousness. Outside of his righteousness, all we've got is filthy rags. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring thy way to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. I know right now that in myself, I look at myself and I see failing and I see inconsistencies. I would desire, as I said, to not fret. Truly to trust. Truly to delight. But in Christ, I do these things. In Christ, who has truly himself done this, he never fretted. He always trusted in the Lord. He always delighted himself in the Lord. He always committed his way unto the Lord. And his righteousness, imputed to this sinner, robed in him as he is, so am I, so is his people in this world. The Lord will bring forth thy righteousness as the light. He's going to show who his people are in his Son. And that's their righteousness. That's who they are. I know the unbeliever wants to claim to have had established his own righteousness. And he hates to hear that anything that he's done is nothing more than filthy rags. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him. He'll bring your righteousness to pass and thy judgment as the noonday. What judgment's that? Almighty God has made a judgment that he's declared toward his people. I said before, when we talk about judgment in a courtroom, it can be for or against. A judge makes a judgment call. It might be guilty or not guilty. The Lord says, you commit your way unto Him and thy judgment. The Lord will bring forth thy judgment as the noonday. What judgment is that? Justified. Justified. This is thy judgment. Not just as if I'd never sinned. In Christ, I've never sinned. In Him, God Almighty absolutely declares that we have been justified freely by His grace. By the blood of His Son, evidenced to our heart by faith, known to others by their belief, by their works, belief in Christ, by their speech. Almighty God is going to bring thy judgment that He's declared toward His people. No sin, no guilt, no condemnation. Almighty God shall set forth who they are in Him. Then number 5, verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Rest in the Lord. Lord, quiet my spirit. Just settle me down. May I be silent before you and not question your providence. Consider, believer, that our end has been eternally established and we're just watching it unfold. The Lord is bringing it to pass. Time is not the issue. Help me to know that. The Lord is worthy to be trusted and waited upon in the accomplishment of His will and purpose for His people. Rest. I've said this. Come what may, if the Lord settles my heart down, then I'm okay. It's okay. No matter what. If my heart is settled, no matter what I hear, no matter what comes my way, if it's health, if it's economic, if it's whatever it is, if God settles my heart, I'm okay. If He bears me up, I'm okay. If I know this is His will, this is His doing, this is His purpose, it's okay. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Don't be concerned with the affairs and ways and devices of this evil and wicked world. What difference does it make? The Lord's will is going to be done. God's purpose is going to be brought about. The Lord is going to do His good pleasure. I know He is. I know He is. Lord, help me to settle down. Number 6, verse 8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath, and fret not thyself any wise to do evil. Boy, you notice how many times He's told us, don't fret, don't fret, don't fret. I need to hear it. Don't question God's dealings with us. Forsake those jealousies that creep up against others that have no apparent desire for God's honor. Look at verses 9 and 10. Just for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Think about this. Just a little while, we're going to see him face to face. Those that know him, we're going to see him. We're going to be like him. Changed forever, forever with him. These few moments that this world is just seems to be falling apart. It is. It is. But not God's people. Not God's people. Here's the last one. It's actually verse 27. Turn over to it. Here's number 7, the 7th precept right here. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. I looked at that verse, depart from evil. Boy, I thought there's so much that could be said, I'm sure, concerning that last precept. But I believe the heart of that verse is this. Depart from the evil of trusting in looking to yourself and trying to not only establish a righteousness before God, but depart from the evil of not believing what God has taught in these precepts. Depart from evil and do good. Believe the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it is to do good. Believing on Him, resting on Him, waiting on Him, trusting Him, and dwell forevermore. Dwell with Him in this world right now. Dwelling with Him now, at peace, settled, trusting, committing yourself, waiting, fretting not. Just, Lord, oh, the peace that You alone give. Lord, cause these things that You taught Your servant David. Lord, teach me these things. I would desire to walk, Lord, with this truth. Lord, bring back to my memory these things. Cause me to remember afresh, Lord, that You did these things. Perfectly in human flesh, committed them to me. Lord, let me ever look to You, waiting on the dawn of this new year. Remind me of these things for Christ's sake. Amen.